If I were to tell you the secret to fluency, what would it be? Hey guys, welcome to a new episode on Simple Spoken English. So, starting from the day when I started uploaded on this podcast channel till today, I have uploaded episodes that can help you improve your fluency, confidence, and all the things that you need to improve your English. So, spoken English basically. So, all I want to say is, if you can follow those lessons, whatever I have uploaded, if you follow those simple tips, nothing complicated, something simple that we can follow every single day from the comfort of our homes, you don't need to do anything special for that, then your communication will start getting better. Of course, you will make mistakes because that's the part of improvement. We cannot ignore mistakes from the improvement journey. So that will be there, but it is definitely guaranteed that you will start improving yourself. Slowly, steadily, you will start seeing results. And all the things that I have shared, if you can follow the simple moves, and if you can start implementing, because ultimately, it's not just about listening, it's about doing in your own way. Of course, I have shared my fundamental ideas on fundamental steps on how you can improve, but you can always add your own uniqueness to following the steps, your own timing of doing it, everything on your own, okay? And that will help you become a fluent English speaker. It's about journey, not about the destination. But the problem, the reason why we don't become fluent is because we consider it to be a destination. This is the problem with our understanding that blocks our tendency to become fluent in English. So if you can accept that it's a journey and start taking those steps toward your journey by doing some sort of listening practices and then some speaking practice, a little bit of sentence making, clearing doubts, and pulling together all the missing pieces and creating a full puzzle. That's how you frame the picture of your fluency. And all I want to say, the purpose behind uploading this episode is to help you, to encourage you to follow the steps and take those little moves even when you feel that you're not fluent, because mistakes are the part of making yourself a fluent English speaker. Unless we are making mistakes, we are not getting to the right path. So it is important for us to learn from those mistakes and start framing our journey toward dedication, confidence, and success. And by the way guys, I am about to upload a new video on my YouTube channel, which most of you know, it's about self-improvement and a little bit about English. So this time I'm uploading a full video on how you can improve your English and what is that one thing. If you understand properly and do properly, then nothing in the world can stop you from becoming fluent in English. So that's a very important episode, and I want all of you to watch that video and clear your concepts about becoming a fluent speaker. So of course you will get all kinds of value from my listening episodes, but if you want that video style teaching of mine, and if you want to give a look at what I have shared there, then you can head over to my YouTube channel, which is Soulmighty Audio Lectures. It's Soulmighty space Audio space Lectures. If you hit enter, you will get my channel, which is Soulmighty, and go to the latest video and you will find the video. I have shared what it means to be fluent because I have thought about it and I came about a new formula, definition of fluency, and I've shared it there. So I'm keeping it a secret because of course that's because that is the YouTube video format. It's a teaching that's available there. So I don't want to, you know, crisscross my teachings here and there. So in case you think how to start, how to get better in English, I would say start with listening practice and then eventually shift to speaking. Day by day, if you do listening and speaking side by side, just for a few minutes, your improvement will be visible within a few weeks, months. And this improvement keeps, you know, getting more and more visible with time. So it's all about time. So that's it, guys. I just wish I am doing my part well. I'm sharing all the things that I want to share with you guys about English fluency. And my YouTube channel is there for your overall self-improvement journey plus fluency. So currently I have uploaded a new YouTube video on English fluency. So go watch it and share your love and support, because I appreciate that. And thank you so much for being a part of my family. And let's make it simple, fun, and possible together. Thank you.